Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back, Bob, here at Rivers Casino. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Chris Hoch was spectacular today, wasn't he, Bob?
Yes, he was, breaking it down. He is, as you can tell, Joe, he takes copious notes here.
Man.
Like when we're in the studio together, he's logging just about everything. I log every play. He logs things within the play, and he just keeps a big notebook of things, the old school way, which I like.
Incredible. And breaks down the tape as well. Limits, we have a lot to get to here. I guess this is a clips and quotes segment. Ray Fittipaldo made international news yesterday on the morning show, did he not?
He did, when talking about the idea of trading for Jakobi Meyers, but it seems like Ray is okay that they did not.
You know, let me go on record. I don't think like Jakobi Meyers would have been a bad addition. You know, I think he might have come in here and you know, been okay, but whose spot would he have taken? Roman Wilson, right? I mean, do you really want to stunt the growth of a guy like Roman Wilson because you're adding a guy like Jakobi Meyers? They like Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin led them in receiving last week. They like him as a number two. So, you know, I just don't think the Steelers felt a strong need to go out and address that position.
All right. I thought he had said that there's not much of a difference between Roman Wilson and Meyers. Didn't somebody say that on the air yesterday, Limits?
Well, yeah. I mean, Ray said that, but also Kapali said the same thing when he was on with us.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jakobi Meyers brings that you can get away with it. If you're getting rid of DK Metcalf, forget it. I mean, you're done. You don't have that type of person out there, and you're not going to get that person. They thought that they were getting, they put a price on what they want, what they were willing to pay, and that obviously exceeded that price.
Bob, he's lost his mind. Would you agree on that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that I see...
Not that far off between Roman Wilson and Jakobi Meyers.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I thought about the move not to bring Meyers in. I still think it's always better to have more than less, especially in a key position like that on an offense, as you suggested, is 30th in the NFL right now. They need to score more, and why not have... And again, I keep looking at it strictly from a depth point of view, just to make sure you have answers when there are injuries. We see every week the injury list piles up on every team. I mean, look at the Chargers. They're missing their two top tackles. They have to adjust. What happens if somebody gets injured and you need another helping hand on the wide receiver? I understand what Chris said. They're a tight end driven kind of pass offense. That's what they do, but you still want to be able to do things on the outside. For a fourth and a sixth, I thought that would have been doable for me. And I'm not talking about stunting growth long term. This is just for the second half of this season. That's all, to try to make your offense a little bit more productive.
Well, Ray was fine there. So I misinterpreted that, but Kabali's the one who I thought went overboard there. And I think he did it with me. How did I not notice
that real time? We were in the studio yesterday, yeah.
Roman Wilson is far off Jakobi Meyers. And nobody, and I did jump on Cabali for this, nobody is saying that Jacoby Myers is great or Jerry Rice or
no.
Or even DK Metcalf.
He's just another person to add to your depth.
He's a good receiver, mm-hmm. Bob.
I know. He doesn't drop the ball.
He was a 1,000-yard receiver.
And he has experience.
With the Raiders last year, and he didn't even have a quarterback. He didn't have one drop ball all year. He's a really good player.
1,000 yards?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. If you have an offense that can't incorporate a guy like that, then I have to wonder what exactly you're doing.
And again, it has nothing to do with stunting anyone's growth. Roman Wilson will be around here next year, as will Calvin Austin. They're going to get plenty of opportunity as time goes on.
Yeah.
And I think you see good things from each when they're out there. You see a couple bad things here and there, too. But this wouldn't even say that you brought Jacoby Myers in to take anyone's place right off the bat. I just work them in on certain things and see where it takes you after that. Better to have more options than less.
I agree. And he's going to be a free agent this offseason unless Jacksonville signs him. So, like I said, even Mike Williams helped them win a game.
At the end of the day, if you get one win out of somebody new you brought in, does
that make
a difference?
Especially if it's a playoff win.
Exactly.
And his catch last year, maybe his only catch practically, was against the Commanders and won the game. I think that's worth it. Especially this year when I think you have a better chance.
And when you're going against offenses that you won't totally be able to shut down. You'll be able to have some success, but you know, if it's Buffalo, they can score. They have an elite quarterback. You know about Kansas City. You look at Baltimore. Chris said they may be the best team in the league right now at 3-5, and they could be. They could reemerge after all they went through early on. You have Denver, which has a good young quarterback. You have New England, has a good young quarterback. So, yeah, you need more to me. That's what I would have done, but they didn't do it, and they weren't the only team not to do anything. There were a lot of teams that needed help, didn't do it. So Aaron Rodgers said it yesterday, and he's right. Normally this time of the year you get a whole bunch of talk, a whole bunch of conversation, very little action. The Jets would disagree with that, of course, because they just got rid of everyone on their team.
So would the Colts.
Right.
So would the Ravens made a pretty significant addition. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers' limits, why don't you give us a clip or two from him from his media session?
Yeah, this is what Bob was alluding to. This is what Rodgers said about the talk of adding a receiver.
We're not a big three-receiver team in general. And, you know, Calvin's come back and played really well for us. Roman's been more consistent, so there was probably more noise outside of the facility than maybe inside it. So.
Maybe, but that also might be partially because Rodgers has a guy he likes now. Mm-hmm. And MVS, the practice squad thing, is very much procedural. He's going to be on this team, I say, within a week, Bob, and playing. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different with these practice squad. If you notice back in when it first started, it was a bunch of young guys, you know, guys who just barely missed the cut. They're on there. Now there's a mix of those guys and veterans who are almost like having a bullpen where you can go in there and say, okay, I need somebody who has veteran experience. Before, the practice squad players would never offer you that. Now they do. So, yes, at some point he will be used.
I agree. And I'm not completely writing off the idea that he could help. He is absolutely still a deep threat.
He won a couple of championships, too, so he knows how to get it done.
And he has familiarity with Rodgers. But he also, you know, all the stuff they say about Jacoby Myers, dependable, never drops a ball, things like that. They don't say that about MVS, trust me. But he can still take the top off if you need him to. Limits, I know you have other treats, and this is a segment filled with such things.
Yeah, what did Marquez Valdez-Scantling have to say about Aaron Rodgers' influence on him joining the Steelers?
This guy next to me got me here. He's been trying to get me around since we left Green Bay. Aaron still got it. I'm excited. It's a new opportunity, and I'm grateful for it. So excited to see what the rest of the year looks like.
What can you bring to this offense?
Just trying to get my feet acclimated. You know, obviously, I played a lot of football, made a lot of plays in this league for a long time. And so just bringing that here and hopefully help us win some games.
What did they tell you about what it's going to take, the process of getting from the B squad up to the
I mean, just got to get up to speed on what's going on. Obviously, we're in the middle of the season. You know, just getting acclimated with, you know, play calls and, you know, understanding what my role is going to be. And that'll be that. But when that time comes, I'll be ready for it.
Bob, didn't Tomlin say that Rodgers had nothing to do with it? I think MVS just said Rodgers had everything to do with it. There's sort of no in-between there, nothing or everything.
Well, I would, yes, that seems like it's exactly 180 degrees the other direction. But what I will say there is I probably think they were looking for some wide receiver help, and Rodgers or no Rodgers, they were going to add somebody, and maybe that was the best fit they felt without giving up draft capital. So maybe it was his decision or their decision, even though they knew how Rodgers felt about it.
All right, Limits, what's next, please?
I found this pretty interesting. Adam Schefter on ESPN said that the Steelers actually did really want Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers, you said, asked for a trade. Were there more people interested, more teams interested in?
Well, the one team that also called on him was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh expressed some interest in Jacoby Myers, but obviously Jacksonville really stepped up to get something done here. Those are the two teams, I think, that really wanted to add Myers to their roster.
All right, so they wanted to add a 1,000-yard receiver. They thought that they were deficient enough in that area where they were serious about adding him. But what was the price, Bob? Like, you think you have that deficiency on your roster, but you're not willing to give up maybe a fourth and a fifth? Like that was too rich for your blood? What did they expect he was going to go for?
Well, especially when you probably knew the conversation was moving in that direction. There was another team involved, and so because of it, the price changed. Again, it's just from my point of view, my opinion on this is a fourth and a sixth is not when you have, you know, other higher picks that you can utilize for next year. I would have at that point made that deal. If I had to get better than a fourth and a sixth, maybe a fourth and a fifth, if I wanted him badly enough, I would have. So I guess there was a limit to what they were going to do. But clearly they felt the need to have him. So, again, I think they think like we're thinking here, that the more depth you have and add a quality guy who's been there, done that, would help your situation. But they just didn't agree with the compensation.
It's just a little baffling to me. Like, maybe, and you read some reports, he went for a little bit more than expected. But you're going to get in that game. Aren't you in it to outbid somebody to get your guy? Do you expect no competition? Do you expect... what, like you're only going to have to give up one pick? Like, go get your guy. If you're in the game, if they're the two teams to get him, then, and I'm not saying give up a third or a second or anything crazy, but go get your guy.
But you also could have asked for in return a pick swap. You could have said, okay, we'll give you a fourth and a sixth. Give us your fifth, and we'll take, you know, one of those kind of, I mean, who knows what you can do, because the Steelers have gotten a lot of those kind of picks back in trades.
Yeah.
But again, if you show interest, that normally tells you what the team is thinking, that they wanted some additional help at wide receiver.
Well, they were also reported to be on Waddle, who everybody knew.
Shaheed also. Shaheed's one of those guys that go down the field.
He would have been fun on this team.
He's only 27 also, so he's a young guy who and that's why Asante Samuel's out there now looking for work.
And
he's
visiting here.
He's only 26, and he's going to visit here, so you wonder about that. You know, Tomlin said the other day in his news conference, we feel that we're deeper at safety than at corner. Well, again, he's not 36. I think most people think he's been around a long time. He's in his 30s. He's not. He's a younger guy.
Give
and
us
if he's
one
healthy,
more.
If he's healthy, then,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
that
that's why so many teams are, you get a talent
but,
like
but
that.
You're going to have a lot of teams interested in him. There are a lot of teams apparently are setting up
yeah,
visits
Yeah, he's making
for
up like seven visits or something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limits, what else do you have?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, is very happy to have DK Metcalf. Big Ben wishes he had that. Instead, Big Ben had this.
I still think it's funny because, like, they're giving Aaron DK all these things, and I got a center that never played center before my last year. It's amazing.
That's the same. That's the equivalent.
It's the same thing.
How about that for footballing?
How about that, Bob? And he's right about that. And then what did Kendrick's?
But it wasn't Kendrick Green's fault that they put him there. They had nobody else to put there, apparently.
He didn't say it was Kendrick Green's fault. He said they gave me a center who wasn't a center.
Right, and that's inaccurate. And I don't think Kendrick Green should not have taken it the way I think he took it, because his response was certainly like, oh, that's a slap in the face to me. But
it was. But it was accurate. Bob, how's he supposed to take it? Ben said they give him DK Metcalf. They give me Kendrick Green, who stunk, basically.
Again, it's more of,
how would you not be insulted by that?
Because he wasn't good at it. He wasn't good in that position. They knew that. He knew that. He was playing out of position.
Well, Green quote tweeted it and said, damn, talk about catching strays. Jeez Louise, LOL.
But Ben is accurate with that.
He's accurate. Oh, yeah. 100% accurate.
It.
No, he doesn't. But if you're Kendrick Green, you have to defend your manhood on that one, Bob, if you see it all over social media. He basically said the guy stunk, and that's not the first time he said it.
Do you disagree with that?
No. And on the PM show yesterday, they seemed to think that Ben was taking an unnecessary shot, or at least
he was trying to make a point.
Or at least that his point wasn't necessarily accurate, that they gave him Najee, they gave him Freiermuth, they did help him, they sabotaged him unintentionally, obviously,
because they didn't have anyone there.
But I don't care if they gave him Jerry Rice in his prime. If you have a center who can't play, then every play is basically blown up. What Ben did in his final year here was nothing short of a miracle. Yes, he was accurate with what he said. Yes, I'm glad he said it. Yes, I'd be insulted if I were Kendrick Green. And whatever they gave Ben, and suddenly we're saying, oh, Najee Harris was some great addition, whatever they gave Ben was sabotaged by the fact that the guy directly in front of him at the point of attack on offense couldn't play. It's one of the worst draft picks in Steelers history, and I'll tell you why, because they started him right away.
And Dan Moore both. They had two guys over there who are brand new to that.
He didn't even want to play center. He wasn't
he was a center.
He was a guard.
Right.
And yet, Ben went out in that final year and got him to the playoffs. It was a miracle.
It was. It was a tremendous job. And I don't think. Again, I mean, Ben was making a point. That point was they didn't give enough. And that's why he's throwing a ball in 1.9 seconds, getting rid of it as fast as he could. He was under pressure.
Right.
So, I mean, if I'm Kendrick Green, fine. You take it that way. Go ahead. But I don't think it was intended directly. And it was more of the organizational.
misplay there. But he essentially said they gave me a guy who couldn't play.
And he's accurate.
Yes. And I would be obviously insulted if somebody said that about me. That's like you going on social media and saying, for my weekday radio show, they gave me a host that wasn't really a host.
I didn't insult Bob.
Don't you think I'd be insulted if you said that?
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
I would never do that because you carry this show after I'm part-time Bob.
I don't know how you feel privately, but I'm saying if you said that, if you went on TV and you were joking around.
Well, first of all, I'd never say it that way.
Exactly.
Okay. Ben knows what he's doing. He has a podcast. He's speaking his truth.
And it's great stuff. That's why we talk about it every week.
And you know, I'm sure I bet you Ben already has reached out to Kendrick and said, hey, that didn't come out the right way. I bet you he did.
Bob, it's the second time that he said something like this. There was a couple of years ago.
But he was trying to make a point, and that was his illustration of the point, and he's not wrong.
To me,
it's more of an indictment of the organizational choices than anything else.
Right. They went out and got DK Metcalf for him. That's not comparable to Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth. I'm sorry, it's not, especially when it's accompanied by a guy in the middle who can't play.
Exactly.
Maybe Kendrick Green will insult me now, Bob. I don't care.
Where is he? He's out of football, I take it?
I don't know.
I don't know where he is. Dan Moore's still making $80 million.
He sure
is. Wow, what a great – I mean, he's a good dude, too. I'm happy for him. But, boy, that goes to show you what they think of tackles, how important they are.
It was crazy the day it was signed. It was crazy that he was still here and started. The whole thing's crazy.
Right. With a rookie quarterback like they have over there, it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
He's not very good.
But if you are healthy and play for 4 years, people think maybe you're better than you are. I don't know. But that price tag just shocked me.
Me too. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino, where we are right now. We're at Rivers Casino. On Monday, November 17th, as we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. This incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Bob, are you getting charged for that? Is it your treat?
No, it's yours because of the hole-in-one you hit. It's a post facto. You didn't pay anyone because you did it by yourself. No one knew. So since you had that hole-in-one, it was just a matter of time.
Okay.
And now the people of 93.7 The Fan said it's time that you pay off what is a ridiculous rule in golf, that if you hit a hole-in-one, you pay for the bar bill.
It should be the other way around. But here, of course, they don't care who's paying. We are. 300 guests, first drink on The Fan. Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. We can't wait to see you there. Bob, you're leaving. Where are you going?
I have some interviews to do. By the way, the Riverhounds are playing a very big playoff matchup. It's the semifinals of the Eastern Conference on Saturday night against Detroit. If they win, they get to the conference finals. And they've been in the playoffs 8 straight years. They've fallen short in the playoffs. This could be the year they make a run. So
When's the game?
I told you Saturday night that Eric Dick last week made an unbelievable save on a penalty kick. The game went to penalty kicks. And he was really good at it, and they scored what they needed to do. But I want to get you down there because you seem to think that you can score on him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's in crinkulant.
Limits, I like the reworked intro to the Limitless Express. I know you put a lot of hard work into that.
Yes, you got to change it up a little bit. You got to keep it fresh with some of our newest drops that we've had.
What do you got?
All right, Joe. A lot of different things on the docket right now, but I first wanted to start with something that Arthur Smith said. He told the media today that they're trying to break the habit of Roman Wilson leaving his feet to try to avoid a tackle.
And good idea.
Artie said that it seems that Roman Wilson did this in college all the time, and he did mention what Mike Tomlin had to say about it, that it was basically a very boneheaded decision, Joe.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been over this a little bit. I mean, listen, they had a chance to upgrade at the position, but I will say that Roman Wilson is getting a little bit better. He is. That doesn't mean I trust him in key situations. Do you?
No, not yet. I mean, has he proven that he's able to do that? I don't think so to this point.
This ain't Iowa either. This is the NFL. You're not going up against Iowa and, you know, whoever else, Penn State limits. You're going up against the best players in the world. Come on. No more of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that dude never tries that again as long as he lives.
Well, all that Roman Wilson did when he played against Penn State was block because they ran it 32 times in a row to beat Penn State at Penn State at a game I was at.
Next.
That's neither here nor there. Alex Highsmith, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Joe. 4 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, a forced fumble in the matchup against the Colts. Were we a little premature in saying that they should trade Alex Highsmith, or should this drive up the eventual Alex Highsmith trade asking price in the offseason?
No, we weren't premature. That's a compliment to him. It's like what I'm saying about Tristan Jarry right now. I mean, it's different in this way. Jari's playing well. Highsmith wasn't. But the fact that you'd want to trade somebody in a lot of cases means that you think that they could bring something back. And I think Alex Highsmith could. But he wasn't playing well before that. He simply wasn't. And it's been one game. They signed this dude to a pretty big contract, and he needs to pay it off more often. That a performance like that only gets me to look at it and say, where is, I'm not going to say all the time, because if he did it all the time, he would set the NFL sack record. But where are performances like that more often? Or something in between a no-show and a dominant player of the week performance. I'll take that week to week limits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that that's been one consistent problem with him. And you've brought up the stat of, you know, before this game, he had as many sacks as he did in that one season in 22 when he was able to earn his money. That's a big problem for him. Plus health. Like, Alex Highsmith has had a lot of health issues. So if he can try to stack a couple of these performances, you build with Nick Herbig. Jack Sawyer had a good game and played more snaps. That could be a way for them to be able to leverage into a trade.
Yes, I want to see some version of that Highsmith, like, all the time. I don't think that's unfair. Again, you don't need those numbers or that kind of performance every week. But when you sign a dude to a $68 million contract and you give him almost $30 million guaranteed, and you see what's there in terms of, wow, this guy really has all pro capabilities. When you have 14 and a half sacks, I think we say that. And when you see a performance like last week, we say that. He really does have that kind of talent, I believe. I want to see it more often. I think that's very fair.
Well, and especially because T.J. Watt is drawing so much attention. And we talked about, well, Nick Herbig should play more snaps. Well, Alex Highsmith is still playing those snaps for whatever reason that might be for Tomlin's defense. He needs to be able to capitalize on those one-on-ones. And he hasn't done it well enough, especially with the attention to Watt.
Next.
Free agent corner Asante Samuel is set to visit the following teams. The Panthers, why he's going there, I don't know. Green Bay, the Vikings, the Bears, San Francisco, and your Pittsburgh Steelers, Joe. Should the Steelers sign Asante Samuel?
Well, tell me more about the injury that he had. Wasn't it some sort of spinal situation that was happening? What was his injury?
Yeah, so he has been cleared to play with the spinal injury. He's been given the okay, and that's why he's starting to meet with some teams. He had a spinal fusion surgery in April. And he has now been cleared after that surgery. Obviously, took a while, but the surgery was actually performed by Dr. David Onconquo in Pittsburgh, the neurosurgeon for the Steelers.
I mean, that very phrase, spinal fusion surgery, scares me, of course. But then again, I'm not a surgeon or a doctor, and I don't know what the recovery rate or the risk moving forward would be. If you get any reasonable facsimile of what this guy was, it's definitely worth it, right? It's worth taking a flyer on him. If he's been cleared, you know, I don't think this will affect his running. I think he had a 4.440 ahead of the draft, and he's still relatively young. You can't. This is a no lose proposition, really. What is he? 26. He just turned 26. So, yeah, I think it's worth a flyer. But spinal fusion surgery—that phrase keeps sort of popping into my mind.
Well, it clearly scares you off just because of that, and you know he was a successful corner with the Chargers before that. He had two interceptions in each of his first three seasons before being injured last year and only playing in four games.
Go ahead.
I think it would be worth it just by the fact of you need the depth in case Darius Slay, the further the season goes on and you wonder how the wear and tear of a long season will happen for a 34-year-old, that Samuel might be able to step in with some fresh legs to be able to provide a spark. That's why I would bring him in.
It's a no-lose proposition, I think. And I'm reading here that this procedure apparently addressed a problem he'd had since he was born.
Man.
And what if the opposite of what we're talking about is true and you get a better version of him?
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Last season he said that the issue felt like a stinger in both shoulders. What if you got a better version of Asante Samuel? So, yeah, why not, Limits?
Yeah, I think it's at least worth a little bit of a flyer. Why not? Could pay off for you. Could be beneficial. All right, up next, the Penguins are playing tonight against the Washington Capitals. You wondered if Mirishoff would start in net, Joe. The answer, no.
Oh,
Archer Shelov, according to Dan Muse, will start in net. And there's also been no decision made on Harrison Brunick as of yet.
Come on, Dan Muse. Seize the moment here. You know, go for the drama. Start this kid against his countryman, Ovechkin, with Malkin heavily involved in the storyline, too. I guess it's not that big a deal, but I'm looking forward to the game no matter what. But that really, really would have been a treat to see this kid make his NHL debut against Ovechkin. Come on, Muse!
Yeah, I'm surprised by this, especially because we know how good the Penguins are at embracing the moment and bringing Ovechkin in after 900 goals. They're probably going to end up having some type of montage congratulating him. The Penguins do a really good job of that. Plus, it's one of the last matchups we'll ever see Malkin against Ovechkin. I would have liked to have seen it. Why not give Mirishov that opportunity? Unless they're scared to throw him into the fire. He's answered the bell of every task that has been asked for him since he's been in the organization. I don't think they should be holding back from playing him in this game.
Well, they're going to play him.
Well, yeah, they are.
Well, why not play him tonight? That's
right.
My point.
Right.
Is this a case of Dan playing musical chairs with his goalies, Limits? Do you like that horse? Come on. Oh, not him again.
Musical chairs, Ron.
Come on, Limits.
It's them clearly sticking to this goalie rotation. Here we go. Jari started.
No,
now Shelov
goes. Right. He's been right.
He has.
And so has Kyle Dubas. And I was wrong. I said Mirishoff should be here since the start. Well, maybe I was right. I'm not going to blame him or them for that. But just sort of, I don't know. There's a moment to be had here. Seize it, for God's sakes. Put the kid in goal.
Yes, and there are moments that I think just pop up in due time that feels right. And
next,
this is one with Mirishoff that I think feels right. All right, what do you think of this, Joe?
I don't know.
Zach Taylor of the Bengals with Joe Burrow is 45-32-1. He is 9-28 without Joe Burrow, including a win against the Steelers.
Wait, can you read that again?
Yes.
Coach Taylor?
Coach Taylor is 45-32-1 with the Bengals.
Yeah.
With Joe Burrow.
Right.
He is 9-28 without Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Should the Bengals, at the end of the season, move on from Zach Taylor?
No, I mean, there's two stories to be told there. One, the team stinks without Joe Burrow, and I'm not sure that's on Zach Taylor. It's on who's ever bringing in talent on defense and whoever the defensive coordinators are, maybe, too. But two, it's the oldest story in the book is, you know, what was Marv Levy's record without Jim Kelly? What was Jimmy Johnson's without Troy Aikman? What was Chuck Knoll without Terry Bradshaw? I could go on here for a while. Would you like me to keep going?
Please.
It's what's Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? That's the best one in recent memory. Of all these quarterback coach combinations, and the ones I mentioned were way more accomplished than Burrow and Zach Taylor, but they were pretty darn good together. It's always the player more so than the coach. Doesn't mean it's not also the coach, but it's always the player. More to the point, it's almost always the players rather than the coaches at any level of sport. You and I show up on the playground, Limits, for a pickup basketball game, and you go out and pick a team that's not very good, and I go out and pick a team of studs. Guess what? What you and I do doesn't really matter once the ball's tipped, right? It's going to be about the talent. That's the most important position in all of sports. So I don't know. Would pick your favorite coach, Kyle Shanahan?
McVay,
maybe your favorite coach is Mike Tomlin. Would anybody's record with and without Burrow, given the circumstances, look that different? I don't know. And maybe most to the point, and here's the one I wanted to make originally but forgot about in the midst of making others, is I think Zach Taylor, his reputation was as a guy who could develop a quarterback, I think did a pretty darn good job of developing Joe Burrow pretty quickly, don't you?
I would agree with that, yeah. They were in the Super Bowl not long after drafting him.
I hope that turf toe doesn't end this dude's career like it did Jack Lambert. I don't think it will. He had the surgery. I think there's been medical advances. So what you just told me, if Joe Burrow's coming back, I like Zach Taylor's record with Joe Burrow, so I'm keeping him.
How could the turf be that damaging to a toe?
You know better than that, Limits. It's just a name for an injury that I forget what the word is, but it makes it sound way better than it actually is.
Yeah. Sounds very painful, though. Next. The PM team had Matt Clement on the show, our MLB and one of our MLB analysts here at The Fan, and says that the big move that the Pirates should make in free agency should be signing Phillies catcher JT Realmuto. And Matt thinks that a 3-year, $45 million deal would get it done. Do you agree with that?
Holy ostrich follicles. This is not one that I had on my radar here.
That's a very cheap deal for a catcher as good as JT Realmuto. I would drive to Philadelphia, pick up JT Realmuto, help him move, and take him to Pittsburgh with a smile on my face the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, there's some wear and tear there, is my impression, as there often is. This guy's going to turn 35 before the season starts, Limits. That's one thing. He batted .257 last year, hit 12 homers and 550 at-bats, so we're not exactly looking at Johnny Bench. However, he strikes me as a Russell Martin type in this respect, that he can really bring a staff together. He can be a leader. You know, he's a stud. That's what he is. He's a leader. And he still is a decent bat and I think would have a profound influence on your clubhouse. I wouldn't be against it. Don't get me wrong. Back in 22, he was an MVP candidate. Since then, he's sort of severely tapered off. His WAR, which is your overall contribution, has gone from 6.5 to 3.5 to 3.0 to 2.5. I don't like the trajectory there myself, Limits. And you watch, the Pirates would sign a guy like that, and he'd turn into, you know, Rod Barajas before our very eyes. Remember him?
Oh, I remember Rod Barajas. Or Tyler Heineman, who is the backup in the World Series for the Blue Jays, but never played.
That would be my fear, is that we'd get
Tony Heineman Sanchez.
Yeah, well, yeah, he never even got good. But I wouldn't necessarily be against it, but I'd be very wary. Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.
Do you remember Jared Saltalamacchia and how long his last name was on the back of the Red Sox jersey?
How could I forget him? The Pirates have had more washed-up catchers than anybody. Benito Santiago came here in late in his career, for God's sake.
Chris Stewart was here when they were good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.